Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You've created sort of a niche of amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the David.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Yeah, we're back. We're live. It's happening now, the Zion Collective on News for the Soul. Let's welcome back Diana and Zion to reintroduce themselves, the show, and what's up for today. Diana, welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I want to do an introduction and let people know who we are. And I'm Diana. I'm an intuitive energy healer, a teacher, and scribe. I channel automatic writing messages from my higher self and others, and I've been doing this for over 20 years. And then my spiritual partner is Zion, who performs intuitive scanning of your energy body. This is a new healing method that we're introducing. Zion is a 79,000-year-old walk-in who came to this planet to assist with the transformation of New Earth and the birth of Mother Gaia. Zion's first incarnation was as a member of the royal family of the planet Sirius, and I was his mother in that incarnation. We're both fractals of ascended masters, and the Zion Collective of Great Ascended Masters and Cosmic Beings reunited Zion and me a few years ago to complete our joint mission. We came from the future to bring the new healing methods to humanity to replace the failing modern healthcare system. We both came as teachers, healers, and to assist the newly awakening beings to usher in the ascension and into the golden age, and we are very much looking forward to the topic that we're going to discuss tonight, and it is how to connect with your inner guidance, exploring the mystical side of life and learning how to communicate with your higher self. This discussion entails how to connect to your higher self, your inner guidance, and the discussion will offer assistance to those who are ready to begin a dialogue with your soul, your higher self, and make that connection within. This is the topic we've discovered together on Facebook as teaching continue there. Each that we will help you find your way within and make the connection that is your spiritual sacred right. Recent chakra activations have been ongoing within humanity as assistance from Solaris, the sun, as your starseed family strengthen your sacred connection. It heightens your ability of discernment and to know what is truth and what is deception. And this is a time to harness this power that leads to telepathic communications with your tribe, with your family, and your soul connections. And if you can't attend the show, wounds. But either way, Zion, I'm going to offer you this microphone now.
Yes, thank you, Nicole, for having me, and high frequency to all that's listening. Really great, big on the show. Thank you, Diana.
Am I the only one that heard that kind of garbly?
The what?
Yep, I think so. Why don't we just take a quick moment to have you call back in just to fix your line, Diana, and then we'll continue on. This is the Zion Collective, and we'll resume momentarily as soon as we just make sure there's no weird electronic issues going on.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily, and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Yeah, man. We all love to hear the good news, so we all should rush to hear the good news. But we can just find the good news.
NFTN, NFTN, news for the soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN, news for the soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN, news for the soul at the very best.
Yeah, man. Just log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Can you hear me?
We are a life-changing talk radio. We give you good news to keep you on the go. And you can also share the good news, you know. And that's the way we keep in the flow. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We not go put none of the negative in there. We not go put none of the negative in there. NFTN, NFTN. News for the soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN. News for the soul at the very best. Log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Every time. Come hear the good news. Share the good news. And we all feeling good for the good news.
All right, we've got Diana back on. Let's check the line. Diana, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, that sounds very clear.
Excellent. You're back. Woo. And Zion, we still have you in here. The floor is back.
Yes, starting clear. Hello?
Okay, can you hear me, Zion?
Yes, starting clear.
Okay. I missed everything you said initially. Can you repeat it?
Oh, no. I just said thank you to Nicole for having me in high frequency to all the listeners.
Well, that's very clear. You're coming through loud and clear. Wonderful. So as far as how to connect with your inner guidance, we've been... We've been discussing this topic on Facebook, on the Facebook group, and I've been teaching people how to still themselves and go within. So we've been having a daily discussion about how the meditations have been going and offering guidance from different perspectives. And usually when I have my morning meditation, I get a little guidance then as well. I heard something a few days ago that was interesting is as I stilled myself and I'm connecting with my higher self, I heard someone say, make sure you're in the now. And I thought, you know, that is really good advice because when you go into stillness and to begin your meditation process, a lot of people are thinking about what they did yesterday, what they're going to need to do tomorrow, what they need to add to their grocery list, and their mind is wandering. And the first thing we need to do is understand that we need to still our mind and think in the now moment, and focus in this current moment and nowhere else. And as thoughts filter through your mind, allow them to just flow past, but don't grab a hold of a thought and take it on a ride and see where it's going to go. Just let it filter through and let it go. Don't hold on to any thoughts. Just observe. And when you're sitting in this stillness and you're focusing inward and taking a deep breath, I call it the breath of life, and you inhale deeply, hold it for a count of three, and then exhale for a count of three. And I will do this until I feel I've done enough. You know, you probably only need about three or four different deep inhalations. And if you feel you need more, then do that. But then breathe normally. And one thing I do to distract my mind is I count my breath. As I breathe in, I count one. As I breathe out, I count two. And meanwhile, I'm watching the show that's, you know, parading before me. And I'm just focused on what I'm seeing. And counting is a very low frequency thought that doesn't take a lot of your attention. You could do it without even being aware you're doing it. So it keeps me from wandering and having my thoughts wander off too far. And if you will do this and stay connected in the now and count your breaths, the first time I did this, I counted probably to 200 before I actually felt a connection. But this was, you know, many years ago in one of my first attempts. But very quickly, I realized that each day the number got shorter. And today I may count to 20. Sometimes I count to 2. It just depends, I believe, on where my frequency is at the moment. And speaking of frequency, when we talk about frequency, we talk about how fast we vibrate, how high our body vibrates. And when you're happy and when you're joyful and you're loving, your vibration is very, very fast, very high. But when your thoughts go to worry and I don't know if I can do this is so boring, your frequency starts to drop. But you must maintain the higher frequency. So before I even begin, I do something that I know is going to lift my spirits, like pet my puppy dog, you know, hug and kiss my puppy dog, and get into a very high frequency mode, and then I sit down and begin my meditation. And I'm going to see if Zion wants to add anything about how far we discussed this.
Oh, yes, absolutely. To be in high frequency is absolutely very important. And let me see if I could. Okay, well, so first thing that I wanted to clear for that is concerned is the concept of higher self, right? A lot of people, when we're talking about higher self, communication and all that good stuff, they thinking your higher self meaning they are higher for as important and all that good stuff. No, your higher self meaning that we all have a self in each dimension, so which means that we are in a third dimension. You have a alter self in fourth dimension and five dimension, six dimension, so on and so on. So whenever you refer to higher self, please be mindful that it's not a question of being more important. It's a question of literally mean higher than the dimension that you are. So the importance of keeping your frequency high is because as you vibrate at higher frequency, you are more in tune with your next self, which is your fourth dimension self and your fifth dimension self and your sixth, so on. So that's why it is so important to always maintain your frequency no matter what. And there is a multitude of ways that you could actually retain that frequency. And the first one is judgment. Because the minute you start judging a situation, in this world we have been taught to always look at the glass half empty, and that's totally opposite. Because imagine if you spent all your life looking at the glass half full, you'll be twice as further than we are at right now. So again, that also plays a very important on our communication, because whenever we start communicating, we always assume the worst of everything. But what about if you start assuming the best of everything, which means that the minute you start assuming the best of everything, your frequency always remain high, and all it does is go higher and higher and higher. So, which means that you will always be in touch, you know, connected, so to say, with your higher selves. And you will always get information download continuously because you are always vibrating at that high frequency, that you always in touch with answers in the now, because everything is happening in the now. There's no tomorrow, there's no yesterday, there's no none of that. Everything is happening in the now. So once you keep your vibration high, you do all the answers is at your disposal. So that's the importance of keeping your frequency high. And on top of that, keeping your frequency high, you're also being able to communicate with others in a more effective way as well, because once you keep your frequency to high, you will be able to vibrate with others at the same level. So understanding becomes more fluid. And because, remember, since we are energy, your frequency being high, you actually at a match frequency with others. You know, that's why they say that word, birds of a feather flock together, right? So if you will keep your frequency high, you know, telepathically you get answers from your surrounding, and you also keep in direct communication with all your higher selves again. Diana?
I think that was brilliant. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's the other topic that we've been discussing, and these things just sort of naturally rise to the surface when you have this conversation. When you connect with your higher self and you finish your meditation, that doesn't mean your higher self is disconnected from you. And I love that, you know, as you raise your frequency higher, and as you maintain that higher perspective and that joyful feeling, and you maintain it continuously, you're going to continue to ascend to higher frequency. And that's why we're being told right now, shine your light on the world, raise your frequency and stay there at all times. Don't let it drop back to 3D. You don't have to go back to 3D frequency. You can maintain that higher frequency all day long. And as you maintain this and it keeps rising higher, you rise to higher dimensional thoughts, and you receive information and feedback at a higher consciousness level. And the thing is because you're of a higher consciousness, you understand the interpretation of the information that you're receiving from spirit, from source. Because we're all constantly learning, just like source is. We are all one. We are all of one mind. And then that leads to the next thought, which is when you don't disconnect from your meditation and you remain connected all the time, then you are constantly learning and see match will bring people into your life that will assist you on your journey. People that are of a lower frequency, maybe friends you've had for years, all of a sudden, you know, when you start down this path, your life begins to shift. And there are people that will exit, and there are new people that will enter your life. But it's the process of learning and growing and climbing higher and higher. And basically, I've pretty much described how I go into my meditation. But it's more a concept of understanding in your mind what you're doing. And instead of doing rote, repeating processes, think about what it is that you're actually doing. You're actually making a connection to spirit. And when you do that, your consciousness becomes higher and you begin to see things and understand things that you didn't before. And it's sort of like when you're talking to someone who has no idea what you're talking about, and they're of a different frequency to you. You know, you vibrate at a certain frequency at all times. But when you speak to someone who's of a different frequency, it's like talking Chinese to them. They just cannot comprehend what you're saying. And it's the same way. And when I channel, there's a frequency to the information that flows through me. I can feel it. And the people that connect to that information, they're vibrating at the frequency that I am when I wrote it and to the individual that sent it through me. So frequency and maintaining that all the time is part of the ascension process. This isn't the part-time job. This is something, it's a way of life. It's a life-changing method of staying connected at all times to spirit, because this is our natural condition. This is the way our true self is. And Zion introduced something to me that I thought was really lovely because it connected. And that's the fact that you're not a physical body, so stop thinking like one. You are an energy body. And Zion, I want to turn it back over to you because you explained this so beautifully for people.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Okay, so back to the physical body. So here is the analogy that I had came up with, which I'm sure many of you could relate. Okay, so basically we are vibrating at about 422 or 33. Don't quote me on that. So
432.
Right?
There
so
you
you're continuously vibrating, which means that you're vibrating fast enough to think that you're solid, but you're not solid. So which means that, okay, let's go back one more. Okay, so your body is composed of what? Your body is composed of earth, which is your the meat bag you get you carry around, right? And you got your water, which is equal to the blood, right? And you got the fire, which equal to your heart, because your heart produces electricity, and that's how you get the static and all that good stuff, right? So, and you got the wind, which is the air in your body. So, practically, you and the earth composed of the same basic element. So, you are pure energy just like the earth. The earth changed, you change. The earth grow, the earth change around, and so is your body. So, you cannot fix physical energy the same way you cannot fix energy with physical. They are two different properties. It's like trying to fit a cube into a square or a square into a cube. Those were never meant to be, you know, intertwined because they're just two different things, you know. And so it's the same thing with your body. You cannot expect to, you know, grab some pills and dump it down your throat and expect it to solve your issue, because the pill is a, you know, an object. What is it going to do for your body? It's going to numb whatever that's down there, you know, and then so you think that you are fine, but in reality it's doing what you expect it to do. You know, it's to numb whatever the symptoms that you have. So to fix the real problem with your body, it doesn't matter what kind of problem it is. It doesn't matter what kind of disease it is, because every disease is energy. It's just an energy that's lodged into a specific part of your body due to something that transpired or happens in your past or in your present. So the best way to call attention to that is to go inward and think about, you know, what was the last thing that you do before that pain occurred? Because all the pain is a frequency, right? Imagine you have a block, like a Lego block, right? You got all these colors. You got one blue, right? And then you throw a dash of, you know, purple paint on there. Now, it's not going to be a blue, beautiful blue no more. You have a big purple stain on there. And that's the same thing with your body. Whenever you have pain in your body, consider that purple spot as discoloration, as your the energy frequency, which could be whatever it is, because all of these have frequencies, that's incorporated into your body. Now your body is not vibrating at the, you know, blueprint that's supposed to vibrate anymore. So you have to find, you know, your own frequency healing modality to rearrange all that purple, you know, either you paint blue over it or you scrape it off. You know, and that's the best way to go to that I can explain it for everyone to understand, because your energy body, it's continuously moving. So you either incorporate that this ease into your body where it's completely diluted, where it becomes one with your body, where it vibrates to the same, you know, number as your body, or you remove it. And one of the simplest way that a lot of people find relief is, Reiki. Reiki is the most simple form of energy manipulation. And that's the best way I could explain it for as your energy body is concerned. Okay. Diana?
Well, you know, if your body is vibrating at 432 hertz and pain in your back is vibrating at a different frequency, that's causing a lot of difficulties for you. And just like if you're at a 432 hertz frequency and you sit down to meditate, you're going to connect with your higher self. But if your frequency is radiating with pain, that's a much lower frequency. It's going to be very, very difficult for you to connect to in that meditation to your higher self. So this is why it's important to stabilize and balance yourself before you sit down to meditate. So now you can see from the explanation from a scientific point of view, I think you'd call that a quantum physics point of view, then you know what to do before you sit down to do your meditation. And where you're vibrating is going to make a big difference as to how quickly you connect. And this is why you have to monitor your thoughts. You have to stop all thoughts. And you have to focus within, because you don't want to disrupt your frequency. If you start thinking the wrong thoughts, your frequency could plummet. And you might as well just give up and come back later and try again. So keeping that in mind, I think that's something I would love to have known when I started meditating. But as far as energy and solids and frequencies are all concerned, keep that in mind in pretty much every aspect of your life. You know, when you're speaking to someone and you're not connecting, try to connect to them at their frequency. You know, and if you're observing and not judging, and this is why we don't judge, we just observe. Because that way we can maintain our frequency, and then we can feel into the energy of the other person and find a stable frequency that balances ours, that where our two frequencies balance each other. Then we can communicate. So, you know, it's like no reason to ever form a judgment. There's no reason to ever get upset. And the idea is to just be patient and feel your way through the process, whatever it is you're doing, whether it's meditating or whether it's preparing yourself to take a test. Think about these things. But did you also know that you as an energy being can also control and manipulate energy? This is another specialty of Zion's, because he uses and manipulates energy as an energy being to remove that pain from your body. And I'm going to turn it back over to him now to focus a little bit more on balancing energy in your body and where he wants to take this next.
Yes, thank you. So the basic concept to me of energy is to understand yourself first. Because since you are an energy body, anything that's unexpected or that you dislike that comes within your perimeter is considered to be a distortion. And the way that we deal with distortion is by either removing it or find a way to merge it into our own self. So when I say everything is energy, is also energy. An idea is energy. A pen is energy. Because if you are ready for something, that you welcome it within your body, so it no longer become a distortion, because you expect it to be, because you welcome it. And that's the whole concept of meditation. When you meditate, you purposely go into this rhythm where you ride the wave, a specific wave of your chosen, and you start, you know, rising and rising and rising. And for example, your phone ring is a distortion. Now it breaks that wave, because everything is wave, because energy is basically like the ocean going up and down. Everything is the same rhythm. That's why sometimes whenever you look at heat, if you can see how, you know, something is hot, it doesn't go straight up. It wiggles like a worm. It goes up. It at like a swirl. So everything is the same. All energy is the same. So far as your body is concerned, once you start understanding how your body operates, it's a matter of going in and visualizing exactly what kind of pain that you're having right now. And by going into meditation, you quiet everything. You quiet the noise that's around you. You will be able to focus with your imagination on, okay, my body's supposed to be beautiful blue, whatever color that you want it to be. Now, start feeling your body. See, there's a difference in either temperature or some way, somehow. You'll recognize it. And once you start recognizing it, you focus on it. And once you learn to activate your palm energy, and all you have to do is just put it on there, because it's the same concept. If you know, I'm sure a lot of you guys, when you're growing up as a kid, you're running and you fell. And then when you fell, your parents come and says, hey, what's going on? You hurt? You know, and they usually, you know, either kiss it to make it better, or they rub it with their hands. Because why? It's a natural phenomenon. It's not that your parents know about energy. They might know about energy, but it's just a natural human instinct to activate your hand chakra, your energy, your palm energy, to remove whatever distortion is in your body. And by learning how to do Reiki, it teaches you how to focus that energy into one spot with a greater purpose. And that's how simple, you know, you could start by introducing yourself to, you know, how to heal your body and how to understand your body. All right, Diana?
Well, you know, understanding yourself as energy, it opens so many new frontiers, because energy is always in motion. It cannot be still. So it's always traveling, circulating, and it has to move. And as you move through your daily activities and you keep a high profile concept in your mind of being joyful, of being happy, you can actually direct the energy into what you're doing and make commands. You can command energy in a way. I guess not in a way. You can actually command energy as an energy being. I'm sitting at a red light, and I'm thinking I'm going to be late for work. And I could say, oh, I'm never going to make it. I could go in that direction and just say, oh, this is going to be too good. I'm going to get yelled at, you know. And so you could take this in all kinds of directions. But instead, I just simply say, I'll arrive at the perfect time, and I don't feel any distress in my body. I release all distress, and I fully anticipate that I will arrive at the perfect time. Well, instead of being late, I arrived at the perfect time, because the lights turned green, the pathway opened before me, cars moved out of my way, and as I continued going to work, I was smiling and just saying, oh, I'm going to get there right on time. And sure enough, I walk in the door, and no one had any idea that I had any distress, that I had any concerns about being late. You can commandeer energy. You can use it in a positive way. And when we form judgment, a judgment is a way of re-qualifying something with a thought that comes to our mind from source energy, from our higher self. Many of them do, that you're maybe not even aware are giving you guidance. And when you receive guidance, accept it, understand it, and don't re-qualify it. Because if you judge it as, oh, that's bull, I'm not good. You know, I'm going out the door and I'm hearing, take your umbrella. And I just say, and no, the sunshine, and I go on about my way. Well, I should have taken the umbrella because I ended up in a torrential downpour. So when you qualify information that you feel or hear or sense, it remains pure. But as soon as you look at it, you change it. As soon as you look and say, you disagree with this, well, you have requalified it, and guess what? You change the outcome. And I mean, this happens probably 1,000 times a day in your life, and you aren't even aware you're doing it. So when you maintain that positive outlook, when you remain optimistic and always expect success, always expect victory, it will come to you. So be careful of everything you're thinking and doing, because these thoughts become things. You actually have the ability to change the outcome of your day by expecting the most benevolent outcome. And this is another reintroduction to the quantum physics and the mystical side of life that we were never taught. We were taught so much in school, but we were never taught simple things like how to change the outcome of your day by merely changing the way you think and look and see it. The way you look at things, you see it as positive and perfect, and be happy and find the good in everything. This is the frequency and vibration that we should be at 24 hours a day right now, and the high energy sunlight coming to us as healing and ascending and changing our DNA and releasing inner knowledge as we ascend. This is how you do it. You do it with your frequency. Zion?
Yes, thank you. Yes, so since everything is energy, like Diana was saying with the traffic light, since everything is energy, you have the power, the potential within you to direct that energy. But, I mean, of course, it doesn't always go as you want because, you know, there's a whole lot of variable as far as the law of entanglement and yada, yada, yada. But still, you know, the simple things is you have the potential to create, because everything that we are doing right now, including the phone that you're holding or the radio that you're listening to, the car you drive, before it was a car, it was an energy thought in somebody's mind, in which they put it to paper and they come up with how to put it in solid. So it's perfect. It's logical that you have that potential. It's just a matter of, you know, start learning how to play with it. You know, start little things. I mean, I cannot really challenge you, but I would advise you to experiment on, you know, see how far you could push it. You know, like everything, you can create anything you want. You know, I'm not going to say you could create the Mega Million by any number, by any means, but hey, everything is possible, right? Start slow, right? If you want, let's say like you want your favorite meal, think about it, you know, say, hey, I want a, you know, a chicken nugget, simple thing, right? And then just think about it and then let it go. And you'll see out the blue, somebody will come out and say, hey, I had bought an extra chicken nugget and I was thinking about you. And there you go. What you're doing is you energetically creating it and sending it and hand it over to the universe, and the universe will find a way to manifest that energy into your solid for you. So it's the same thing with the traffic light. You had clear – hello?
I'm here.
Okay, what you had done is you had cleared the path for you to get to work on time. So your thoughts had to went forth and clear any obstacle that would be on your way to allow you to get to work on time. And you actually did that, you know?
Yes.
And the more that you play with it, the more you see how, you know, powerful you become And the more you see how easy it is to become, because that's who you are. You are a natural energy being. You know, unfortunately, we have forgotten how to use that natural gift, but we all have it. You know, if you are a human being walking on two legs, you are an energy being. You are a light being. And what right about now, we are transforming back into ourselves again. And the best way to do it is start experimenting and learning about yourself, you know, like babies, you know, little step by little step. And then before you know it, you know, you'll be processing, you'll be making water dancing.
All right. Well, I'm a little bit ahead of you with the chicken nuggets. I hate to say it, but my next door neighbor knocked on the door the other day. My husband had said something. We were talking about chicken nuggets, and my neighbor brought in a big box, and it was filled with food. It was the chicken nuggets. It's like 10-pound bag of chicken nuggets, and it had, you know, milk and cheese and all these other things because the churches in our area are giving out food. We're way out in the middle of nowhere, and the church distributes this food that's shipped in from other states and locally as well, because farmers were plowing up their fields because of the lockdown. Well, I believe that the government did something that said, don't destroy that food. We'll take it and distribute it, and that's what they've been doing. And not only that, but, you know, I don't like going to the grocery store because it's so expensive. And I made a comment that I'll see how far I can stretch this food out. Well, my neighbor keeps bringing me more food and more food. He brought me a big box of chicken thighs. And, I mean, it's coming in the truckloads. And I'm so blessed to have this opportunity. But sure enough, just as I am running low and need to go to the store, he comes in with another box of food. So, you know, we've saved a lot of money as a process, but also the desire to not have to go to the grocery store and wear a mask is answering, you know, it's being answered by this beautiful gift that we've been offered. But I know that I manifested this somehow with the way I was thinking. And, you know, when I don't like something, it's not that I don't like it, it's just I don't desire to have that in my life, and that's the way I say it. And I put it out to the universe that way. And they always take care of it for me. At income tax time, I waited until the last day to file, although I had everything prepared early in the year, because I had to pay. I thought it was going to be $1,800, and I was saving up the money. But when I actually got to the last day, we were running short on money, and I wasn't sure how we were going to make ends meet, because that was a big chunk of money. Well, guess what? I turned it over to the universe and said, I'm just going to let you figure this out. And sure enough, on the 15th, I got a paycheck in the mail, and it more than covered it. And actually, my taxes in the end were only like $1,300. So I saved a lot of money and got money back. But, I mean, it was because I did not get distressed about it. I did not worry and wring my hands. I just said, okay, I'm giving this to the universe. But that was the way my mother did things, and I learned that from her. So I think it's all frequency. I think it's that I'm drawing that energy and frequency and creation to myself because I expect it. I believe it's true. I believe that my frequency is a match to what I desire, and I call it forth. And when you do that with love and a light heart, with joyfulness, it manifests for you. And this is sort of like the law of attraction in a way, but it's even more. It's how the law of attraction works. It's frequency. And if everyone could understand this, they could have anything they want in their lives. We could have every desire fulfilled easily. And this is when you practice this concept, this think about it, focus on it, talk about it, teach it to other people, empower others. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And I've been using this process for so long. I'm a very, very powerful creator. And I firmly believe that. And I feel that I deserve it. So this is what you have to do, because you know, the experiences we've had in our lives have been teaching us to always go to the negative initially. Do that knee-jerk reaction of, oh, my gosh, fear, anger, upset. I don't do that. I have one mode. I'm joyful. And if you can maintain that and you can control your emotions within, you can't be controlled then. And that's something else to think about, because your emotions, you have your beliefs, your intentions, your thoughts and emotions direct everything in your life. And how well you maintain and control your emotions is a huge one. Unlearn what you've been taught and begin to learn a new way of being that is your natural, normal way. This is who you are. You're not that negative person. You've just been programmed that way. You've suffered through so much oppression through, you know, just this experience we've lived through. But that's changing now. And our frequencies are all rising steadily. And it's time now to put them to use and learn how to work it. What do you think, Zion?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. I mean, right now is, especially with the Schumann resonance rising, and that's one of the reasons why that we been feeling really unease. Many people are many people are feeling different symptoms, and all this, the symptom is because the Schumann resonance is fluctuating. Remember, you are an energy body, and the Schumann resonance is energy fluctuation. So, you know, 1 and 1 equals 2. Energy fluctuation, you know, will affect you, you know, especially, and the reason why that it's affecting you is because that, you know, you are aware, you are a starseed. You came here, you know, for a purpose of processing that energy for the masses. That's why a lot of us are not out there doing all that stuff that's going on. We are standing behind the line processing that energy for what's to come. And the Schumann resonance is what is the key that's transforming everything little by little. When the Schumann resonance rise in, you know, whatever peak it is, we feel the brunt of it because, you know, we are, most of us are either empath or we are just so, you know, magnetized by this whole energy field. And that's what causing variable in your energy field, you know, because the whole thing is it's magnetic, right? I mean, it fluctuates. So if it fluctuates, remember, we are the planet. So if the planet is fluctuating, guess who's fluctuating as well? You. So that's why it's very important to keep your frequency high. Now, how you keep your frequency when you actually feeling all this dis-ease, the higher you are, so whenever you are actually coming down, you're not going to be ground zero because you're already high. You will catch yourself before you hit ground zero, right? So that's why you should always be mindful of your frequency at all times. You know, it's the same concept of when you enter a room and everybody's happy, you remain happy. At the same time, if you are happy, you enter a room where everybody's pissed off, guess what's going to happen? You either join the crowd, be pissed off just like everybody else, or you maintain that high frequency and change it. Believe it or not, you as a high-frequency being, you walk into a room with 50 people and you are aware of your potential, you will change that energy in a heartbeat because it's just the way it is. You know, because light, light always overcomes the darkness. And for you to do that, you have to be aware of your potential that you are a high-energy being.
Right. Don't buy into the fear or the low self-esteem that we've been taught, because we're all very, very powerful. We just forgot. But one thing else, as you were talking, I heard was that we heal the world when we heal ourselves. As we raise our frequency, we affect as many as 750,000 people by our energy alone. And I'm talking about, you know, the people who practice this seriously and are starseeds or light workers, and they're here to do that. We're here to integrate the darkness, transmute it, and release it, because we are turning darkness into light just by breathing. And you probably, most people out there probably don't even know they're doing it, and they've been doing it all of their lives. And how you've contributed to the well-being of so many other people because of the inner work that you're doing. This is so incredible. And it's the impetus, the desire, it's the drive for you to continue focusing on maintaining your frequency and learning everything there is to learn about it and use that knowledge. And this is what I teach every single day on Facebook. I'm on there with thousands of people that are now have now joined our group. And we are teaching each other. We're learning through each other. And the most wonderful thing for me is when I hear someone say, I'm now hearing my higher self speak to me. And it's the biggest thrill of my life. And I know that if I can help just one person, then I've done my job. And now they know how to go out and teach someone else, because that's what we're here to do, is empower you.
Yes, and some of you may say it's easier said than done, but it is, actually. And one way I recommended it, especially for people with depression, especially people that are struggling to with their whatever difficulty it may be, one thing you have to remember, you are not that body. When you look in the mirror, you are not that meat bag. All right, that's one. Two, highly recommend get in tune with positive affirmation. Positive affirmation does wonders. Positive affirmation is one way to reprogram yourself back to who you are, right? Because like they say, what is it called again? It's like when you do one thing, it becomes, I don't remember. But anyway, but the whole thing is you need to start learning that you need to reprogram your mind, and you need to take back your powers. And the way to step into your powers, the way to take back your power to, you know, get your sovereignty back is to learn how to reprogram yourself for you. Because nobody knows you but you. Nobody matter in this world but you. There's only one you.
That's right.
So if you do not take care of you one way or the other, you the one who's going to be suffering the consequences. Not me, not your neighbor, not the person next to you, but you.
Well, there is a whole process to go through to turn this around, and this is what we teach. And I see that we are getting toward the time where we're going to have to close this, but I want you to continue this conversation with us. You can join me on Facebook at Diana Love, DYANALOVE, Ascension Chronicles, because we teach ascension every day. We teach meditation. We teach so many different methods, and we go from the very beginning all the way up to what happens after the ascension and how you can go out and empower others. And it's questions and answers there all day. And we're also introducing our YouTube station soon, our YouTube channel. It will be the Ascension Chronicles as well. And our website, you can find it various ways. You can find it by the Zion Collective, Zion. You can find it by ascensionchronicles.com. And the zioncollective.com and ascensionchronicles.com. And everything we're aligning or branding is ascensionchronicles.com, because that way you can always find us and the information that we're going to be sharing with you as you join us. And the information has already been posted that you can go back and review. We're approaching, you know, the numbers and the thousands of people who are following us. And we would very much like for you to be one of them. Tonight we've been talking about how to connect with your inner guidance. And, you know, you can go through the mechanisms in various ways of sitting and focusing on your breathing and focusing on your frequency and keeping your mind still, and you can count. There's many, many different methods of how to still yourself, but keep your frequency high, I'm begging you to keep it high all the time. And if you have trouble doing that, well, come to us and let us help you master that skill, because it's highly possible. And we haven't talked very much about Zion and his healing. But Zion is a master energy healer. He is a medical intuitive, and he can actually scan your physical body. But he doesn't scan your physical body. He scans your energy body, because we don't touch your physical body. You know, and it's, you're an energy being, so we go right to the source where the issues are. And he can hold your blueprint, your divine blueprint, exactly how your perfect body is supposed to be, up next to your energy body, and immediately spot areas that are discolored, because remember, lower frequencies vibrate at a different frequency from healthy body. And we can see instantly where your issues are. And we also call in your a higher self for assistance. Your ancestors sometimes appear. We can find out what the origin, the cause, and the effect of your issues are. Zion can remove the negative energy. We had a client just last week who had terrible back pain. She's been suffering terribly. We did a session on her, and Zion actually took all of that lower energy frequency out of her body and replaced it with fifth dimensional fresh energy and a higher vibration. I talked to her a week later, and after her session, and she was telling me she's never been this long without pain. And it's the most wonderful thing, but that's not the end of it, because you can have a healing session, but that's 75% of it. You still have to cure it, the cause. And we can tell you what the cause is. We can point it out, and we can offer you recommendations as to how to clear it. One thing you can bet is that we'll never offer a pill, because a pill is for the physical body. It doesn't do anything for the energy body. And it's a different frequency from both your physical and energy body. So you're wasting your time and money taking pills that we don't condone, because it's just not a frequency match. This is why so many people can mask their illness and pain, but they can't cure it because they think the pill is going to cure it for them, and it's not. It's a miscommunication. But if you can focus on the frequency and let Zion and I work on your frequency, we can show you what we can do with energy. And this is basically the healing method of the future, and I can promise you that, because we're going to get away from treating the physical body in the future, because there's ways that we haven't even been privy to that others have, but they've not released this technology to the world. But we have this information, and we would like to share it with you. So I think that's all for now, Zion. Did you have anything to say?
No, I do not. High frequency, keep your frequency high, love and light. Just remember, you are beautiful, you are a high being, keep your head up, your time is coming.
Beautiful. Yes, it is. So he said it all, focus on your frequency and vibration and where you're vibrating, and allow your thoughts to remain high, positive, loving thoughts. Learn to command your energy. Practice with it. You can do the parking lot angel method, where you set your intention before you leave your home that you're going to find the perfect parking space right in front of the place you're visiting. And then totally believe it. And when you get there and you park right in front of the place you're visiting, by all means, you have used your energy manipulation ability. And you can start expanding from there. So just give it practice, because the more you practice, the stronger it becomes. And with that, it's about time for us to go, and I want to thank you, each and every one who hears our voices. I hope and pray you receive the light and love that we're sending you with our energy. And I would like to say good night, and thank you for being here.
All right, guys. Awesome. Great reminders, especially for current times. The Zion Collective is all linked up at MindsForTheSoul.com. We're back with Spirit Speaks with Lisa Virtue right after this quick reset break.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.